Blaze one for the nation.
KCBR AM Monument. K253 AH Colorado Springs.
95.7 FM. K239 CH Colorado Springs.
It's crazy, you heard me?
The new Blazing. 98.5.
You want to know who the best is?
It's Blazing 98.5.
What?
Your new station bringing all the real classic hip hop and R&B.
Yeah.
And that's a known fact.
We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off.
Live from the TateRecordsLLC.com studio. Right.
This is your new home.
One love, baby.
For classic hip hop and R&B.
All day.
Blazing 98.5.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Lunchbox with Big Mike. I'm Big Mike and I hope you're having a really great morning out there. And I'm here with Mark from Cool Science.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
All right. Great. It's good to see you. How was your weekend, first of all, sir? Oh,
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Busy. We've got our big festival coming up.
That's right. Just
be busy.
Well, October 10th, about 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
About 3 weeks
so
away.
My days are a blur, so if you say so.
If I say so, all right. And so we had some really fascinating guests last week. All right, then the president of your company was here.
Yeah, we had our board president, uh-huh. John Poss, was here last week. And then we also had Jim from the Southeast Colorado Renewable Energy Society. And I know you guys had a really good talk about electric cars and solar.
Yeah, that guy was, that was, yeah, both of those guys were, yeah, both those guys were really neat to speak with. All right. And I like talking to you too, because you're neat to speak with
thanks.
As well. All right.
Well, we're going to have lots of people. So our plan is from now until our festival, which as you said, starts on October 10th, we're going to try to get you somebody different just about every day to talk to. And what these are all people who represent the organization from all of the groups that are participating in our festival. So this is the Colorado Springs Cool Science Festival. You can find more information about it at coolscience.org. It's all one word, coolscience.org. And then you can click on the link to find out about the festival, because we actually do a lot of stuff. We do all kinds of science, hands-on science activities for kids. But one of our big events is the Colorado Springs Cool Science Festival. And this year it runs from October 10th through the 18th. So that's 9 days. And on all of those 9 days, we've just got all kinds of fun stuff going on. If you go to our website now, I think you'll see that we have almost 40 events already on our schedule, and they're really all kinds of fun things designed to let people have some fun with science, with what we call STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math, and they're just all kinds of fun things, nature hikes, and stargazing nights, and planetarium shows.
I love planetarium.
Cooking classes, and we've got some talks too for the older people. These are events that are really for all ages. There are some events for kids. We've got an event. We've got a woman who runs a little science outreach group called That Science Fairy, and she's actually planning to do. It's really more for the parents than for the kids. She's going to show parents of really little kids, and I mean like preschool. I think she says 2 and up. She's going to show those parents fun science activities that they can do and get their kids already starting to become a scientist at 3 years old.
Wow, I like that. Now, how important is it to capture the minds of the youth, all right, then, and let them know about science and try to create that love of science early? Why is that so important?
Well, what we try and do, actually, when they're really young, you know, starting at about 2 and probably going up until they're in about 5th grade, anybody who has kids knows that kids are absolutely fascinated by anything to do with science. Dinosaurs, rockets, airplanes, you know, you name it, animals. They love anything to do with science. But what a lot of people have found is that somewhere around the end of elementary school, kids, you know, people start to tell kids only nerdy people do science. And, you know, it's not for everybody, and especially girls. Girls really seem to get that message that science and math, that's just not stuff for girls to do.
So that's so untrue.
Yeah, and so what we really focus on is not so much getting them interested in the first place, it's keeping them interested. We come in and try to hit that 4th, 5th grade age. That's kind of our bullseye. And that's where we want to come in and really get them excited again by, you know, I literally go into schools and blow things up and set things on fire and just really get them excited. And so that's the kind of things we do. And then that gets them so inspired. And now all I have to do is say, you know, you want more of this stuff, go to YouTube. And there's just all kinds of videos that they love to watch on YouTube now that show them how to, I probably shouldn't even say some of this stuff, showing throwing molten lead into swimming pool. I mean, there's some crazy stuff on the internet. But we want to get them excited so that they think about doing things like that. And that's what's going to keep them interested in science and then get them go on to take their classes and maybe become scientists. We don't want everybody to actually become a scientist, but we want people to at least have an appreciation and an understanding of science. And that's what you really want to do is keep them interested so that they'll learn about it.
Now, one of the things I thought was really interesting that you always speak on is that science isn't everything.
Yeah, and that's what we do with our festival.
Science is with everything.
Trying to show them that, yeah.
Now, here's a great example, I think, all right? We were just speaking about girls, but makeup.
Yeah, and we do some activities to show kids how to make perfumes and show what some of the science and the chemistry that goes into things like makeup, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's some people that have been skimping out on things and hurting people because they haven't been doing it the right way.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's chemistry. Makeup, that's cosmetics, and perfumes, that's chemistry.
Yeah. Okay, so once again, still science, though.
Sure is.
Still science, though, all right. Now, when you were just speaking, and you said that you had a couple of different activities going on, all right? Mm-hmm. So we know we have the nature walks, all right? Mm-hmm. I know that we're doing something with the Makers Fair, all right? Tell us about what you're going to do as far as the planetarium is concerned.
Okay. So we've got, and of course, in a normal year, we would have lots of planetarium shows. But this being COVID times, things have to be scaled back a bit. But Challenger Learning Center, which is an organization, it's actually an educational nonprofit organization. It's part of the nationwide Challenger Learning Centers. There's several around the country, and we have a really good one here in Colorado Springs. It's up, and I've drawn a blank on what elementary school it's connected to right now, but it's connected to an Academy D20 school on the extreme northeast side of town. It's like on the very edge of Academy's school district's boundary. And they're sharing part of the building with a brand new school up there. And they do all kinds of really exciting things to get kids interested in space. And they do what they call virtual missions. And what this is in normal times, and I think they're still doing some of this now, schools can actually bring kids on field trips. And they actually have a room set up just like Mission Control in Houston or something. And the kids sit down and they have a little binder that they read, you know, I'm a Mission Control specialist or a payload specialist or whatever. And they read a little about what their job is. And then they actually do that job and they run a simulated space mission. Some of the other kids are actually in, say, a lander that's going to land on Mars.
Oh, wow.
And they all have roles and they're all running a real simulated mission and they can crash if they don't do it right.
That is pretty cool.
And so this
actually is
Challenger Learning Center. If you go to our website on our schedule, you'll see a link to the event they're doing on Wednesday night, I believe. Yes, it's Wednesday night.
Okay, so where is it right over here? Because
will be Wednesday, October 14th. So our website is coolscience.org.
Okay.
And if you click the button up at the night where it says what we do, it says
what we do?
Cool Science Festival. Click right on that.
Gotcha.
And that will take you to the page that is a growing, it's a page in progress. So
there we go. Okay.
Actually click on Cool Science Festival there. Yep, that one.
Gotcha, okay.
Okay. And then when that comes up, it's a page that we're continuing to add to as more of the events and more information comes in. But you can, down at the bottom of that page, you'll see there's a schedule. And that schedule
is
of the events so far, and there's still more coming in. And the event that we're talking about, this is a Challenger Learning Center, is on Wednesday, October 14th at 5. Actually, it goes from 5 until 8.
I see.
All of the events here, when you click on them, they expand and it tells you more about that event. And so from 5 to 8, they're running 25-minute planetarium shows. So what you do is the information is on the calendar there. You'll click on the pre-register link, which at the moment is not a live link yet, but we'll have it live within probably by the end of this week. It'll be live. And you'll actually sign up for a time. And so we're limiting to 15 people per show to follow social distancing guidelines. Normally, I think they could cram almost 100 people in there. So we're really scaling it back to be safe. But this will be an indoor planetarium show that's 25 minutes.
Okay, and then this is a real-life thing, not a virtual thing.
This is real. This is one of our on-site, in-person events. This is a real event, yes. We have a mix this year. Normally, all of our events, so our festival is 9 days of fun events like this, all kinds of topics and things. And in a normal year, in the past, this is the 11th year we've done it, in the past, they would all be live in-person events. This year, we're having about a 50-50 mix of live in-person events and virtual events. And so this one is an in-person event. Challenger will also be doing some virtual events. They're not on our calendar yet, but they'll also be doing some virtual events as part of our Carnival Day on Saturday, October 10th, and we'll talk more about that later. But I believe they're also doing some other virtual events during the week. So they're going to do some virtual things, but this is a chance to actually go into the planetarium.
And what kid doesn't like a planetarium?
Yeah, well, we have some good ones in town. Challenger's got a planetarium. The Air Force Academy has remodeled and has a brand new planetarium.
And are all of these open on a regular basis or kind
you
of?
Know, everything is up in the air with COVID.
That's what I was thinking.
Normally, the Air Force Academy's planetarium is open, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 days a week at least. And it's open to anybody. Anybody can come in. I think you go to their website, you might have to reserve a spot. But it's normally open all the time. But I believe currently it's closed. I think access to the Air Force Academy for visitors is closed right now. It's all COVID. But hopefully things will get back to normal soon, and then all that will be available again. But they have a huge planetarium at the Air Force Academy.
All right. And what's going on new in that frontier of space? I mean, are we still, is everybody still just focusing on getting to Mars, or is there other things going on?
Well, I don't know. Space isn't my field.
Okay.
I do keep an eye on things, and I think one of the hottest things right now going on in space is they think they may have discovered some evidence that might point to possible microbial life on Venus. So that's been hot the last couple of weeks. Could there be life on Venus? And if anybody knows anything about Venus, I think the surface temperature low is like 800 degrees Fahrenheit or something
that.
So this is what they call extremophile life. And I think what they're thinking it might be is some kind of bacterial life or something that's producing a, I can't remember which gas it is at the moment, but they've detected a gas in the atmosphere of Venus that they think strongly suggests that it could be something living that's producing that gas.
Wow. At that temperature. That's amazing.
They say it's a little cooler in the atmosphere, but I haven't been there to check myself, and might be a little cooler than
it might be a little cooler, yeah. Right? Okay. I always liked Jupiter and that big red spot.
Yeah, the big red spot.
But I guess Jupiter is nothing but tornadoes or something like that?
Well, Jupiter is what's called a gas giant.
Yes.
There's not really a solid surface to Jupiter. It's all gases, but they're extremely cold and under very high pressure, so they act more like liquids and almost solids, but they're gases. And so it's basically just a giant planet of swirling storms. I mean, that's what the big red spot is it's a storm that's been swirling for hundreds of years, if not more. I mean, I think it was first seen by Galileo or someone. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we have to keep talking. All right, this is good stuff, folks. Are you with the Lunchbox with Mike and Mark, and we'll be right back. All right, don't touch that dial. We got some more interesting stuff coming your way.
Throwing it up in the air for C-Town.
Every day.
Classic hip-hop and R&B.
You heard of us.
Blazing 98.5.
And we're back here at the Lunchbox with Mike and Mark from Cool Science. All right, and what can I say? You're teaching us so much great stuff about science. And here's the thing. This is supposed to be for kids, but I see a lot of love from adults that really, love this science thing.
And that's really what the festival. So we kick off the festival with our Carnival Day, and that's a kids event. That's a kids and family event. Although I'll tell you, adults enjoy that just as much as the kids too. But the festival is really about all ages. So our festival is a mix of events that try to appeal to everyone. We try to have something of interest to everyone. And so in past years, it looks like we won't have it this year because of COVID, but in past years we've even had, you know, science of brewing beer or whiskey science. So we have events designed to appeal right to the adult as well, but it's a mix. We try to do all kinds of fun things.
Right. Now, when can we start making reservations for the... So first of all, with the virtual, do you have to make a reservation for the virtual?
Yeah,
or you can just see it there, click on, and that's it? Or what do we have to do?
Yeah, so it varies, because these events are all really hosted and run by different organizations. So different organizations will do it the way they're most comfortable with. We have a couple of cooking classes, for example. And this is a local company that does both online and on-site in-person cooking classes. But they've got, you know, since they've been doing these virtual online cooking classes for some time now, they've got their whole process down. So we're not going to impose our, you know, process, our method on them. We simply make that, you know, they decide they want to host a couple of special cooking classes. So in this case, they're going to do one that is really aimed more at kids, to teach kids what it is about cooking, what is it about heat that changes food. That's going to be on the Sunday, October 11th. And then we're doing another one that's probably aimed a little more at adults or older kids. Both of these are family events, and we encourage, you know, families to do this cooking with their kids. But the other one's going to be on Tuesday, and it's all about high altitude cooking. You know, why is it that we have to read that fine print on the box if we're making a cake because we live at 5,000 feet? Both of these will be virtual. And so in that case, what you do is you go to our calendar, which shows the event, and then in the description of that event, it will have a link for tickets or reservations or whatever we call it. And then when you click on that, that will take you to their website, where you will reserve your spot in that cooking class through their own website. And so most of these events are free. Some of the events do have a charge. This is an example of one that's free. They do a lot of cooking classes, and I think most of their cooking classes they normally charge. So they're doing a couple cooking classes for our festival for free, where you can try it out for free. And I think a lot of people are going to discover it and say, hey, this is fun. And, you know, it generates business for them, because they're going to come back and sign up for some cooking classes as well.
Very, very true. Now, during this whole COVID pandemic, a lot of people aren't sending their kids to school. They're doing it, like, virtually.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what about the teachers?
So one thing, you know, so as we alluded to earlier, you know, we've been forced to go with a lot of these virtual events this year. And I should probably say, you know, this is our 11th year of doing the Colorado Springs Cool Science Festival. We've never done a virtual event before. This is all new. And we're going from 0 to 100. Well, not 100, 50%, maybe 60% of our events are virtual this year. So it's going to be a giant experiment. But one thing that it's actually allowing us to try out some new events. And some of the new events we're going to try this year are specifically designed for schools and teachers. Because most of our schools are going to be in session during our festival week. Our festival week, again, is October 10th through the 18th. I think there are about 3 local school districts that are actually on a fall break during that time. So those kids can actually do a lot of our events and not miss any school. Although, you know, the last thing they may want to do is more learning when they get during their vacation.
Well, I guarantee this school science festival is going to be a lot different than school. But
fun learning.
Fun learning. Especially if you get to blow something up.
Yeah. But most of the schools are actually in session during that week. Now, as you were saying, there's quite a mix. Some kids are learning at home. Some kids are in the classroom. Some kids are moving back and forth during doing each. So this is going to be, this makes it even more of a strange experiment for us to do. But we're going to be providing virtual science programming that teachers can actually use in their classrooms. We're calling it the School Channel because I can't think of a flashier name yet. But
no, I like that. It's direct. It's right to the point. You know what you're getting.
And basically what this is going to be, and we're still working out the details, and it could change, but the idea is that we're going to have a lot of fun demonstrations, activities, you know, think YouTube videos that maybe you've seen where they demonstrate an experiment or building something. We're going to bring a lot of those things together from the groups that are participating in our festival. So the Air Force Academy and Challenger Learning Center that I mentioned and UCCS. And of course, our programs. This is what we do, Cool Science as well. So we're going to use some of ours. We're going to have programs from NASA and national research laboratories around the country, like the National Renewable Energy Laboratory and Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory. These are all contributing programs, mostly pre-recorded, but some of them will actually be live. And then what we're going to do is basically put this out there, and we'll have a schedule, and we'll have the teachers, you know, make this available to teachers, and they can, you know, look at the schedule and say, hey, at 10 o'clock, somebody from NASA is going to talk about, you know, the mission, the next mission to Mars or something. And a teacher can, you know, if the students are in the classroom, the teacher can put this on the big TV in front of the classroom, or, you know, we'll even try to work this out for maybe some of the students that are doing remote learning or some homeschool groups. We may be able to put the same video onto our, say, our Facebook Live, maybe our Facebook channel, so they can go to our Facebook page and watch this on Facebook Live. And then we'll do a bunch of, you know, we'll just have a wide variety of these activities. As I say, we'll have a schedule so the teachers will know what's coming up each day. But we're going to try to do it every day during our festival week. So this would be the weekdays, October 12th through the 15th. And teachers can find out more about that on our website. And we'll be reaching out to teachers as well. So if they watch their email, they'll probably be getting emails from us.
That's pretty cool. Now, is there any way you're going to record any of these to be viewed later? Or is it like, hey, if you didn't catch it here, I don't know what to tell you.
Yes, and that's the other part of this, too. So I was talking about what I'll call our live webcast, even though much of it will be webcasting pre-recorded material. But we also plan to basically all of these videos and what we're doing on Carnival Day. So we're, you know, the Carnival Day stuff, which we haven't talked about much yet, but we will. The video programming that we'll be doing live on Carnival Day, we will record as we're doing it. And so people who miss some of the activities and the presentations that we do on Carnival Day, many of those we will use during our school channel. We'll show the recording of it. And then we'll also make, on our website, we're going to have a page of resources for teachers that will basically be links to websites and videos and activities that will all be organized by grade level, by science standards. And so, for example, a third grade teacher could look at that and say, my third graders are learning about matter, and here are some neat videos or a page of a bunch of activities that teaches third graders about matter. And as much as possible, you know, we're gonna this will be a page that will keep even beyond the festival and will always be a resource for teachers, but we're really going to highlight resources that we get from local groups and from the groups that are participating in our festival. So it'll be an opportunity to, for example, see a lot of the videos that the Air Force Academy does a lot of education for kids. And so they'll be able to see, here are some cool videos from the Air Force Academy that teach about these science standards that they're looking for. So that'll all be part of this school channel, and these are all brand new resources. This is something we've never really tried to do before. One of the things that we've always struggled with in the past is how to get schools more involved with the festival during the week, you know, when they're actually in school and can't participate in these events that we have. And we've tried things. We tried doing things that require field trips and stuff like that. But it's a lot of burden, a lot of trouble for a school and a teacher to put together a field trip to something. This is like a virtual field trip. This is something that we can bring right into their classroom and make it easier for them.
I like it. I like everything you were just talking about. I'm hoping you can find a way to keep that, you know, year round.
I think we will, because I think it, you know, this is one of those things, like I was talking about with the cooking class, where virtual might actually be better.
It could be. Yeah. Could be. Speaking of that, when we come back from this break, can you tell us what you think? What you think will be good virtual and might stay? I mean, have you started talking about next year yet? Let's talk about that after the break, okay?
Sure. Well, future.
Right. Okay. The future, yeah. Let's talk about the future. All right, folks, want to let you know it is 59 degrees outside right now. Actually, it feels like 64 degrees, all right? Today's high is supposed to be 84. All right, tonight's high is going to be 56, but it's going to be mainly clear. And tomorrow we're looking at 82 degrees. Believe it or not, folks, today is the last day of summer. Wah, wah. That's all I got to say about that. Hey, that's right. We'll be right back with the Lunchbox.
Get out. Get out. You need the new Blazing 98.5.
And we are back with the Lunchbox with Big Mike and Mark. All right. And we were just talking about some things. We're talking about the Cool Science Festival happening October 10th. All right.
Through the 18th.
And unfortunately, because of the pandemic and COVID, all right, we want to make sure everybody's safe, but we still want to put on the festival, all right? So let me ask you this, because I don't think I've asked you this. Was there a big board meeting to decide if you were even going to do it this year or not?
Yeah, actually, you know, normally I would start planning this event, because it's a big, we're just a little volunteer nonprofit. So putting on an event like this that I think last year we had over 30,000 people participate in one of the events.
Wow.
During at least one of the events during the festival. And it's a big deal for a little group like ours. You
right.
know, we're a tiny group and tiny budget, so we really have to start early putting all this together. You know, I think last year we had 65 or 70 different events, plus our huge Carnival Day, which had 100 different organizations just participating that day alone. So it's a big deal, and we normally will start planning that pretty much as soon as schools let out in June or May. But this year, because at that time, you know, everybody probably remembers, everything was up in the air. Nobody
yes.
knew what was going on and what would you be able to do a week from now, let alone, you know, 3 months from now.
Very true.
So we really had to spend, you know, our big event of the festival is the Carnival Day we do at UCCS, where we pretty much take over the whole campus for a day. And so we were delayed for quite a while finding out, you know, what's UCCS going to allow us to do? You know, are they going to allow anybody on campus, let alone 6,000 people on campus? So it really delayed things for quite a while. And then we finally just had to make the call and say, you know, it just isn't even worth, even if they put some social distancing guidelines in place and allow a few people on campus, it's not going to be what it should be anyway. And that's when we made that decision, I guess, in July, about mid-July is when we made the call that we're just going to have to go all virtual.
Now, the participants, when you told them, hey, we're going to do it this year, we're going to be virtual, did you have a couple people like, nah, I'm good?
Well, yeah. I mean, as I say, in a normal year, we get 100 different organizations that participate in the carnival. This year, you know, on our virtual Carnival Day, we'll probably only have 30 or so participate. So there's an awful lot of groups that what they do just doesn't translate to virtual, or a lot of people are just very intimidated. They've never tried something like that before, and they have no idea, you know, what to do. So it's quite a challenge for the groups that participate as well as are organizing it. So yeah, it's really changed. It's just completely changed the way everything works, and we even think about it now.
Wow. Yeah. Now, are you going to have some type of demonstration or some type of virtual something about COVID itself?
You know, we haven't found anything yet. We tried talking to a few of the hospitals and some of the other groups. At this point, I don't have anything lined up.
Okay.
I'd like to. But on the other hand, I think maybe a lot of people are overwhelmed with all the stuff that's already on the news every day and everything else. So I'll have to admit I didn't make it a priority to go after that.
We did talk
to a few groups, but it doesn't look like we'll have anything. But we're still putting stuff together, so it's still possible that we could, maybe have an epidemiologist talk about something. But as I say, there's so much of that already on the news and out there that
you might want to just leave it alone and do something fresh. Okay, I get that. So this year, with the 40 or so participants that you do have, right, what are you looking forward to, Mark?
So we had talked just before the break, before you wondered, what the future might look like.
Yes.
And, I've said a couple of times how this is a big experiment for us to try these virtual programs. And as we said, a virtual cooking class. I think that's something we will do from now on. I don't know if we'll do an in-person cooking class anymore. Virtual's better.
But virtual's better.
Cooking in your own kitchen.
That's right. You know where all your stuff is.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we're going to learn some things, and I think we are going to find out a lot of these things work better. Also, we mentioned this school channel, the programming we're going to do into schools. I think virtual is the way to go with that. Another thing that we're doing for the very first time this year, some people might be familiar with a program. It's fairly new, but there's a program called Skype a Scientist.
Oh, okay.
And it's exactly what it sounds like. It is real scientists using Skype to talk to a classroom of kids. And that's virtual, of course. And they were doing that virtually using Skype long before COVID. Because that's the easiest way to get a scientist to talk, and chat and let kids ask questions to real scientists. And it also gives the scientists an opportunity to do show and tell of their lab, or if they're out in the field doing work. A lot of times, the scientists that do this sort of thing might be in Antarctica. They might be talking to kids directly from Antarctica. I think, if I remember correctly, I think NASA has done some Skype a Scientist sessions from the International Space Station.
Now, how cool is that?
So this is kids getting to talk and see, because this is video chat, so kids are getting to see. And the scientists can take the camera around and show them, animals or, whatever work they might be doing. And so we're going to, for the very first time, try our own. We're going to call it Zoom with a Scientist.
Zoom with a Scientist.
We're probably
going
to use Zoom.
All right. Are you going to be participating in that one?
No, I'm so busy. I don't have. And I'm not a research scientist. We want to find somebody who's doing active research right now for this sort of thing. I'm retired from that sort of stuff. I just play with kids now.
Are you really? I hear that you're never really retired.
Well, yeah, busier than I ever was when I was not retired, but retired.
Okay.
But we're going to do Zoom with a scientist, and we have already 5 NASA scientists and 1 USGS, that's U.S. Geological Survey. He's actually a volcanologist, so he's going to talk to kids about volcanoes.
Oh, okay. You said volcanologist. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What am I saying? Study of the planet Vulcan, huh?
I think he actually does space volcanology, too.
Oh, okay.
So volcanoes,
all right.
On other, he does a lot of research and can talk to kids about a lot of things. He's actually going to do a presentation on Carnival Day all about Yellowstone.
So he's
going to tell kids about all of the geological activity going on in Yellowstone National Park on Carnival Day.
How cool is that?
But these at least 6 scientists, what we're going to do, now this is not something everybody can participate in. This is something that's specifically for classroom teachers. So what we're going to do is go out and find the perfect classroom for those 6 scientists to talk to. So this is another one of the virtual educator programs. And this is something, again, that in the future, we want to keep doing this. This is